Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Faux Pas by Sophie Kelly. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. 1. There was a severed head on the blue-patterned quilt folded at the bottom of my bed. I turned my head slowly and looked into the eyes of a killer. He stared unblinkingly at me. It would have been terrifying if the head hadn't been from a yellow catnip Fred the Funky Chicken, and the eyes hadn't belonged to my little black-and-white cat, Hercules. "What did you do?" I asked, frowning at him.
"Meow,"
he said, looking from the disembodied chicken head to me. If the cat had been a person, I would have said that there was a touch of righteous indignation in his tone. Hercules's brother, Owen, had a thing for catnip chickens. My neighbor, Rebecca, and my best friend, Maggie, were always buying them for Owen, much to his delight. Hercules didn't see the appeal of catnip at all, and he especially didn't like dried bits of it in his things. For the past few months, Owen's chickens had been turning up in his brother's territory, upside down in Hercules's dinner dish, making a lump in the middle of his favorite blanket, and sitting in what he considered to be his spot on the bench in the sun porch. As far-fetched as it seemed, I knew something was going on. It was almost as if Hercules was doing this on purpose, although I didn't quite see why. I stretched, slid my feet into my slippers, and stood up. "Owen is not going to take this well," I said to Hercules.
"Nap,"
he replied, dropping back to the floor. He looked up at me, green eyes narrowed.